You're right over there?
Oh.
Yo, it was you. So loud.
What?
Just heard you flush your toilet. What'd you do? Drop a giant bomb in there or what?
No, I heard him peeing. He was peeing and then he flushed the toilet.
I didn't pee or flush.
Oh, then it's John.
I wasn't in the room.
Hey folks, you're here with the Five Idiots Talking Toys. It's Wednesday night, and it's time for Wins and Whiffs of the Week. John is here. Charles is here. Brandon is out west, and Christopher is on Long Island. Welcome, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Hello.
We are roaring to get this episode in. As an amazing item to show us. We've been waiting months and months and months for this. Cannot wait.
I want to see
what John's reaction is going to be to this item. I don't
know. Charles has been pumping this all week long now. He's dying to get this going.
I've actually pumped so hard, my arms are like really, really sore.
Yeah, they're really sore. They're swollen.
Yeah. do you own Reebok pumps? Is that what you're saying?
Nope.
No.
Okay. There are definitely some other podcasts out there where on their Wins and Whiffs, they're showing Reebok pumps. That'd be pretty interesting. Yeah. There's a lot of sneakerheads out there.
You mean to tell me that they do Wins and Whiffs episodes also?
I'm just saying, in an alternate universe, you know, like in a multiverse.
Oh, that's where John got the idea from then.
Huh. Got it right from the old noodle.
Is that a good pose? Or no, I want to sell this figure. I can pose like this.
No, save that for the pet peeves episode.
No, this one. Please. This one. Is this a good pose?
That's tight. Those limbs are really tight.
That's Brandon's favorite pose. He loves that pose.
Is that downward facing dog?
Yeah. Bend over and touch the floor.
Wait, hold on. Can it hold the remote control on it? We're going to hold the remote.
This is actually a $50 figure.
D battery. It's a D battery.
Yeah. $50 figure.
It's a, look at the limbs.
Oh, yeah?
So tight.
No, not the tightness, the color.
So off drawn.
Is that one of those lacquer ones that go for $300? Lacquer?
Yeah, show us again. What color
are those? It's a C-3PO that's...
Oh, now I see it. Yippee-doo!
Got a white head. Black limbs. Yippee-doo. This one's getting stripped.
Yippee-doo!
This one's going to the stripper.
There you go. All right, boys. Well, listen. Brandon is in the big window.
Big window.
You know what that means. It's time for Wins of the Week.
Boom.
All right, Brandon, what do you got for us today? Start us off with the first win of the week.
Well, you guys know I was just in Colorado, and I did a little toy hunting while I was there. Mm. I got to go to Jeff Jacobs' store. For those of you who know, Jeff Jacobs has quite a big collection. No, he was not at the store when I was there, but I did pick up a couple items. One of them being this C-3PO, but this is not my one of the week. Even though it has nice different colored limbs on it. For those who like the strip figures, this is probably a good candidate. That is not my win, though.
Oh, so are we showing what we're not having as wins and then wins?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Exactly.
All right.
I did pick up this 3-pack. I don't have this one. Look at those eyeballs, John. John, I don't own any 3-packs. But if you think that I could afford one of those 3-packs, you are incorrect.
False.
Instead, I bought this 3-pack.
Nice.
Oh,
aliens.
There you go. You can see it now.
Stromo. That is cool.
That is really cool.
Stromo action figure set. with Ripley, Ash, and Kane. Usually, there's three of these sets. Is the harder one to get and the most expensive one, but I got it for a pretty good price. So,
and that one has the cat,
and she has the cat.
Oh, I was wondering if that was a face hugger or something, but that's
no. That Kane is Kane has a face hugger.
That's the wrong
inside
movie.
His helmet.
That's so amazing.
Oh wow, yeah, that's a tough spot to be in.
And then Ash looks like he got out of a little party.
Give us a little tilt down, Brandon.
It's like he may have some vomit on his shirt.
There you go. Yeah, tilt up is better.
Brandon, when you say expensive, ballpark figure, $100?
This three pack? No. I mean, I don't know what these retail for back when they first came out.
Ballpark? Shea Stadium.
The dates on them. 2018. So I think I don't know what these ballparked for.
Can you ballpark it for us?
Ballpark it.
Well, on eBay right now they're like 40 something.
Okay, thank you for bumping it up. It took so long to answer.
But
Wrigley Field.
I imagine this three pack was close to 60 when it first came out.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Well, as three nice. Figures, they're usually 18 a piece.
And yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah.
I love how Brandon's like the biggest Super 7 collector, but he's never paid more than 30% of retail on any of them. that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That is pretty sweet.
Collect them all. How dare you use that?
Am I allowed to say something that's like negative about this? Or
no.
Sure. Whatever.
It looks like a 7-year-old drew the back of that thing.
It like looks like something that you would find.
It looks like really cheap.
Have you seen the Kenner Mox? Because it looks like a 7-year-old drew that too.
Very nice.
I mean, here's the back of a normal reaction.
Yeah, that does look better.
Yeah,
it looks better than the illustration.
It's just a three pack.
Yeah, just a three pack. No big deal.
It's just a three pack one.
Yeah, ballpark it. Yeah, ballpark it.
Just ballpark. So,
this is pretty cool. Glad I picked
Fulton
that
County
up.
Ballpark.
Fulton County Stadium.
So that's my one of the week. And yes, I only pay 30%.
That's great.
30% or less.
Nice.
But this guy here, I got this guy for $5.
Sure did.
That's crazy.
That's a bargain.
How close are you to having the complete set?
I'm missing a few.
Yippee-doo.
Do you have any other three packs?
There's two more three packs, which I don't have. Entertainment Earth had them for like $16 a piece. I should have just bought them, but I didn't. They ran out. And there's a New York Comic Con exclusive three pack, which I don't have.
Ballpark it.
Yeah, like $60.
Ballpark. Camden Ball. Yards.
Ballpark. It's the same price you pay for your haircut.
What's his hairdresser's name?
Raul.
Yeah, it's the same price you pay Raul. All right, Brandon, thank you very much. Congrats on some new alien figures for the collection. You've expanded and you're sticking with it. Charles, correct. I want to know, are you at least feeling better now that we talked over Brandon his entire win? yelled and shouted.
I was actually going to say to Brandon, you should make a comment that everyone was talking over you.
Right.
Ballpark it. Well, no offense, but it took him 11 minutes to get through that. So he spent.
Let me check the time. Yep. Almost, I think it was about 9 minutes.
Yeah, it's way too long.
Yeah.
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 We'll make sure your guys is shorter.
Thank you.
All right, Charles, you are up with your win of the week.
So my win of the week, I specially ordered this. It went from Germany to Sweden. Then it went to France, went to Rome.
Get to the point.
It went to California, but it didn't stay there long because that's a crappy-ass state. So it moved out of California real quick. It came here. Now,
Charles, your item made it around the world to all of those cities and states faster than Brandon presented his win.
This thing is so ridiculously glossy. Glossier than John's when he had that box. Evil pop. It is nice. Absolutely mint.
Where are your gloves?
You waited too much for that thing.
Handcrafted by Jesus and Mary. Oh, it is so
look
glossy.
At that box.
I can't even see. I have to have sunglasses on for this.
It's so glossy.
So shiny. This is number 62. Evil Knievel. Now, I know we have a lot of fans. It's so crazy how many Evil Knievel fans we have. So I know they're going to be joining me in this win of the week.
Right.
They are probably super excited to see Evil Knievel because the last time we showed it, I want to say we had two comments, and that's a lot. That's a lot of Evil Knievel fans that are really watching this show. So I wanted to get one more thing for them. Thank you very much for watching our show. We normally do Star Wars, but every once in a while we do something else. And Evil Knievel is where it's at.
What's he holding in his hand? It looks like Elvis holding a microphone.
His cane.
He is holding a cane. Yes.
Pimp cane?
Yoda cane.
Are you planning on getting that autograph?
No. What I plan on doing, if you are a Patreon supporter.
He died 114 years ago.
If you are a Patreon supporter, this will be given to one of you.
Ooh.
So, are you going to sign it?
I'm not going to sign it because this is mint.
Oh,
so if AFA graded this, it's a 95.
If you haven't signed up for Patreon, you should do that so you can get in this drawing.
You will get Evil Knievel. Super rare. Ridiculously rare.
That's one hell of a giveaway.
They had to order it from Sweden.
Sweden. Sweden to Germany. Whatever I said before, that's where it went. And if you want
to... I dare you to repeat all those cities. I dare you to repeat the travelogue.
This is going to one of our very nice supporters.
The Evil Knievel World Tour to get to Charles.
We will do that at a future date.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will get this. United States only.
Right. So let's take a second to remind everybody who's seen a couple of our recent episodes. We are now on Patreon. So please go to 5idiotstalkingtoys.com. That will get you all of our links. Our Patreon link is right there on the top of the screen. You can also go to patreon.com/5idiotstalkingtoys. If you like the show, if you're willing to support it for a few bucks, we'd appreciate it. You're going to get early access to our content. You're going to get early access to pre-sales on Rogue Five Toys. And you will be in the drawing for this. How do you say it, Charles? Evil Knievel.
Evil Knievel.
Yeah, right. So get over there to Patreon. Check it out. Join in the fun. Support the show. We'd appreciate it. And Charles has been foaming at the mouth to give this thing away. So here we go.
Let me see the bottom of that thing. Oh, yeah, it's a bootleg.
No, this is real.
It's a Swedish bootleg.
How can you tell?
It's real.
How do you pronounce his name? Is it like Knievel?
It's Knievel.
Evil Knievel?
Evil Knievel.
But you don't say Knievel. Or a knife.
Knife.
No, but if you're evil, you can say whatever your last name. You can pronounce
it. Is that his real name? John?
I don't know. His son's name is Robbie Knievel.
Wow. I know you saw him in person a bunch of times. So
yeah.
Let's just leave it be, Brandon. All right. Mm. They're gonna be up in arms of you like renaming them.
Here's what you guys don't understand. He was the biggest thing in the world for several years. He was
the biggest thing in the world for at least 37 days.
Was the hugest celebrity in the world.
If it came from Sagittarius, that was huge.
Didn't he jump over
Charles as being such but
Didn't he jump over a ballpark?
But, you know.
Jumped over Yankee Stadium. All right, so my win of the week was a live sale purchase. You know how that goes sometimes. You see something, not getting a lot of bids. You know, you're just having fun. It's late night. Here's my win of the week. It is a Yotamok ESB. And as you could tell, it is seen better days. But, hey, it is sealed. It's sealed. Nice clear bubble.
Debut? What's the back?
Let's see. It is a – well, you tell me, Chris. You know better than I do.
Yeah, debut. Yes, correct. As long as you see Yoda at top corner, it's debut.
There you go.
32.
Nice.
Unpunched.
Unpunched.
It's so glossy.
It's that so glossy.
Can you ballpark that for us, Shane? Can you ballpark it?
Ballpark. What did I – oh, shoot. What did I pay for this?
Well, you bought it 4 months ago, and it's
been sitting.
It has been sitting. I want to say like, yeah, like around $100, like 110, something like. I don't have any other. I don't have any Empire carded figures. So, at one point, I did have like one for a little while, but this is just fun because I'm not going to buy a Yoda mock anytime soon. So, if I throw this, you know, even in an acrylic, just for fun, it's fun for me to display. So, I'm going to enjoy that. So that's my win of the week. I did have one little bonus thing I wanted to share, and that is from our very own
Ballpark.
Lord Walden from The Vault.
Nice.
Wow.
They made it.
So
what
that's
is that?
Going,
Leia Bush.
It is magnet? A magnet. Yeah, nice. It's going right into the Focus collection. It's a chunky magnet. Is that what they call it?
Garbage,
a chunky
that's garbage,
magnet?
That's garbage. Yeah. That's garbage.
Yeah, so I got two of these. One's already on the fridge with my kids and all their other Star Wars magnets and stuff. And this one's going right on my shelf behind us. So
how was the packing from the vault?
Support.
Packing was fantastic. I have the box right here.
Oh, we boxed the magnet.
Yeah, so it was all bubble wrapped in here. Yep, and it was they were in their own little. In their own little bags, very well.
Oh,
packed.
Show them the tag. Excellent. Show them the price tag. Show them the price tag.
Yeah, this is this. You can't beat this.
Look at it. Look at it. Wait, look. See, it's got our
wow.
Got our
funky,
logo
chunky.
On it.
Funky,
very
chunky.
Nice.
Funky, chunky. Yep. So John's got a handful of different characters on his shop. So if you have a Focus figure or you like the this mock style magnet, and it's got some. Some heft to it. It's not like a cheapy thin magnet.
Some girth.
What's that? What's that website, Chan?
Girthy magnet.
John, what's the website? The shopthevaultonline.com.
Yep.
Do I have that right?
Exactly.
He said it enough. I should know by now. But there we go. That's my win and my mini win of the week. So
T-shirts.com.
T-shirts.com. All right, Chris, ballpark it for us. What's your win of the week?
Well, since you guys took way too long, I'm going to do this really, really fast.
I bought a collection.
A bunch of He-Man.
Oh, cool. God, nice. He's going to start throwing toys now.
Great. Oh, awesome. He-Man everywhere. Skeletor. Cool.
Oh, Randor.
Cool. Is that He-Man's father?
Cool.
No, it's King cool. Randor. Oh, Blade. That's an $85 figure, bud. Cool.
Not anymore. He just threw it on the ground. Like nobody else we know.
Full of He-Man.
Tip that box towards us. I want. What do you got going on in there? Oh, He-Man. You got Prince Adam.
Jitsu.
Show us the tip.
Who's 85? Him.
He's more than that. He's more close to 150, maybe.
Yeah, spread those legs. Spread those legs.
Bust that rubber
be sure
band.
To break
inside.
The band. Do I see Mosquitor at the top there? No, I don't see Mosquitor.
Oh, Mosquitor was cool. I had him. And
you have that smelling guy?
Man?
That guy's like $5.
How about that smelly one?
That guy.
Doesn't one of them smell?
Skunkor. I love
that
one.
Yeah,
Skunkor. This guy. Oh. I got the guy with that really long head that it pops out. You press the button and it pops out.
Mechanek.
Yeah. So
yep. Why do I even know these names from 40 years ago?
I got,
how do you know this?
Awesome.
Honestly, Mechanek. I have a ton of stuff. As usual, I have to go through this, which means it's never going to get done.
Hey, that Hordak right
that's
there.
That's great. Hey, great packaging though. Whoever sold you that?
No, no, no. This is me. I did.
Oh, was it a pickup?
It came in like three different boxes, so I just put them together.
They have accessories?
Oh yeah, ton of them. Whole thing in here. Whole bag full.
I want that whole box.
It's everywhere.
I love
it. I need that ladder.
And then they threw in this.
Oh, Egon.
Egon.
So there's a lot of stuff in here.
That must have been too early because I don't remember. I remember watching a couple episodes, I guess, but I don't know any names like Shane.
Tila.
So, as usual, you guys know the deal. I have to go through it. It's never going to be on for sale. Don't worry about it.
I would love to have those because it's been so long since I've even seen them in person. I've seen, a handful at toy shows when I go. I'm not.
What year are those?
I remember that. Yeah.
Modulo complete year? Is about $40.
I think you're talking about 1982 or three up until probably like 87, something like that.
I remember 86. Watching a few episodes, but I just don't. And it's I a had work a couple. In
progress.
Yeah. That's Randor's cape. I wouldn't lose that. That blue one. Yeah, that's King Randor's cape. If you have his scepter, you got about a $250 figure, I think.
It's supposed to be there.
That's a beater. Look at his face.
That's Buzz Off.
Buzz Off is cool.
This is like a $5 figure.
I liked that figure because he had the little pinchers for hands. I just thought that was a cool thing.
Yeah,
so that goes with
a lot of stuff.
The guy that looks like a sheriff. I can't remember what his name is.
Sheriff Buckwheat.
Oh, I love that figure.
That's Manny Faces.
Manny Faces. Yeah. That was one of the first, one of the early figures that I had.
I've seen that guy at more swap meets than I care to know. Yeah, that's probably the most common figure.
A lot of cool stuff. I had him too.
That dude right there is $50 maybe.
Who is that, John?
I cannot remember their names. It's like two names or something. I cannot remember.
This is 1984.
Yeah. I want to say the show started in 83.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. It feels like this show started in 83.
We should do some toy reviews on He-Man.
Yeah. We should. Oh, so, I know that guy too.
Cool stuff.
That's the part of the Snake Man.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Did one of them squirt water? Was that the
that one did?
That one did. Yeah. Wow, I can't believe I remember this stuff.
Charles, any comments for He-Man or is this above your pay grade or what?
All I want to say, because he said it to us, this is probably about 5 minutes. He's been just showing us He-Man figures, so I just want to throw that out there.
He said it was going to be the quickest.
I'm done.
He said it was going to be the quickest.
Well, I mean, it's possible. Done. John and Shane are poking their freaking bones through the damn.
Oh, they are. I actually love all the He-Man figures, so I really don't mind. I just wanted to
I got some Joes.
We should do something with those He-Man figures.
How is that a G.I. Joe?
It's a 12-inch doll thing.
Oh, yeah. No. Never seen it before.
We should do something with those figures while you have them. I don't know. Like, just go.
Shane wants to play with them.
I haven't seen them in so long. I do.
Shane wants to play with all of them.
Can I come over and play?
I can picture Shane.
Did you have those?
I can picture Shane naked. He's in a robe, and he's just laying with all the He-Mans all around him. And he's just
everybody's
like,
Shane.
Everybody's always naked in a robe.
Did you have those, Shane?
I had so many of them. Star Wars was first time wise, but He-Man was probably the second line that I collected after Star Wars. I mean, I know what house I was living in. And I moved to the house I grew up in when I was in first grade. So I remember playing with all of those. And I remember when, because it was at the other house. I had so many by then. And I had that battle cat that I showed you, the inflatable one that you could sit on.
Oh, yeah. We actually had a huge collection. And then Charles took it down to the comic book store, sold it for pennies to the dollar. Went to Taco Bell, bought three tacos, and then that was it. Done.
The same thing with the He-Man?
Yeah, Christopher walked outside, and Charles had mild sauce dripping down his lips.
Yeah.
And Christopher just cried and cried.
Let me give you a little hint. Taco Bell is disgusting. I don't eat it. So that didn't happen. I don't eat Taco Bell.
Well,
that's a good gross.
This is 30 years ago. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. John, are you locked and loaded? It's time for your win of the week.
Well, I'm going to have to censor my win of the week. I got a custom figure from Adam Gothard.
Oh, boy.
Censor it?
It's a Stormtrooper.
Oh, there it is down there.
Do you see it? See the Stormtrooper?
Yeah, but what's with that helmet?
Oh, my God.
What is going on here?
What in God's creation is that?
It's not God's creation.
It's an Adam G creation.
Yeah, really?
Are those for sale on shopthevault.com?
It looks like an alien head popping out of the chest.
They're not.
That's not his chest.
Is that a face? That a face hunter?
He can't move his legs.
What do they call a face hunter? What's the alien thing? Face hunter?
Face hugger?
Face hugger.
Face hugger. Is that a face hugger?
That's a crotch hugger.
It's been on the shelf behind the register for a week and nobody's said anything about it.
Has anybody tried to buy it?
No. They just look up there and they're like, what about all that stuff up there? I'm like, oh, that's not for sale.
So is there any story behind that or he just showed up and handed it to you?
No, when he came to help, he had some of his creations and he gave me this one and a couple others. There's a black Death Star droid. All right, it was hilarious.
Did he sell any of his at the show?
Huh?
Did he sell his at the show?
No.
Do you want to save that for a win?
I'm going to just show these.
All right.
Black Death Star droid and a couple of red Death Star droids. So
it's an Adam G creation.
It's an Adam G creation. His mother would be proud.
That's cool.
Good colors.
Very cool. So this is my for the UGA. This is the UGA collection right here.
Oh God.
What's United Georgia Associates?
United Gangsters Association?
University of Georgia at Athens.
It's you, Dr. Dre, and Tupac?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Anyway, all right, cool.
And I can hold him up.
Yeah, he comes with a handle. Oh, God.
That's all right, pretty good.
Very
one.
Good.
I enjoy that one.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for wins this week. Does anyone have a whiff to share?
Whiff
of the week. No.
Whiff.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. I'm Shane. Charles is here. Brandon, John, and Christopher. And we thank you for watching. Please go to fiveidiotstalkingtoys.com for all of our links. Go visit our Patreon, support, and get some content early and some exclusive content. Also join our sales page, rogue5toys.com, and you can shop for some collectibles there and have some fun throughout the week in between watching our episodes. We appreciate you. Have a great night, and we will see you next time on Five Idiots Talking Toys.
Bye.
Bye.